Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are looking at a collision of two worlds that, you know, usually don't talk to each other enough.
They really don't.
We have the established massive infrastructure of learning management on one side, and then the chaotic bleeding edge of generative AI automation on the other.
It is a fascinating intersection. Usually when we talk about ed tech or corporate training, we're talking about one or the other.
Right.
We're either talking about the pipes, where the content lives, or we're talking about the widgets, how the content is made. Today, we're mashing them together.
And we are tackling a crisis that I think every single listener feels, whether you're a dean at a university, a chief learning officer at a Fortune 500, or honestly, just someone trying to clear their inbox.
Content saturation.
Exactly. Content saturation.
It's the paradox of the modern digital economy, isn't it? We have infinite shelf space now. You can upload terabytes of video to your internal LMS, your intranet, whatever. The storage is cheap.
The platforms are there.
But human attention, that is shrinking. It's fragmented. And worse, the capacity to actually produce the high-quality stuff to fill that infinite shelf space, that is completely bottlenecked.
That's the core problem we're diving into today. We have the distribution pipes, but not enough water, you know, flowing through them.
Oh.
So the mission for this deep dive is to look at a specific mashup. We are looking at Echo 360, which is the platform.
And Auto Content API, which is the engine.
Right. And the question we're trying to answer is, can this combination actually solve the engagement crisis without you having to hire 50 new instructional designers?
Because, let's be honest, nobody has the budget for 50 new hires right now.
Not at all.
Exactly. It's about moving from manual creation, where every quiz question, every summary, every video edit is handcrafted, to content transformation.
Yeah.
It's a total shift in logic.
So let's start with the chassis of this car before we look at the engine. Let's talk about Echo 360. If you've been in higher ed in the last 10 years, you know the name. You've probably watched a lecture on it. But for the corporate listener, or maybe those who haven't looked at their spec sheet recently, how do we define the ecosystem?
It's interesting because they've sort of rebranded to meet the moment. They call themselves a learning transformation platform.
Right.
It's an interoperable suite. It's not just a bucket to dump your Zoom recordings into.
I was looking at their architecture, and it really breaks down into like three distinct pillars. You have the video management, the capture, store, search. That's the bread and butter.
That's the library, yeah.
But then you have the engagement layer.
Right. Tools like Echo Poll and Point Solutions. This is the gamification element, polling students or employees during a session to make sure they aren't just, you know, zoning out.
Getting real-time feedback.
It's about making the passive act of watching active.
And the third pillar is assessment. So high-stakes exams, mobile-optimized curriculum.
And their whole philosophy is from the front row to the front line. They're trying to bridge that gap between the lecture hall and the factory floor.
But when you dig into their own reports, the source material on user pain points, you really see the cracks in the traditional model.
You do.
Yeah, the language was pretty stark. For education, they describe students as diverse and distracted, and they talk about universities cobbling together piecemeal tools.
It's a fragmentation nightmare. You have a quiz tool here, a video tool there, and none of them talk to each other.
Exactly. And on the business side, it's even harder.
Much harder. The days of training at a desk are gone. If you're in retail, healthcare, manufacturing, your desk is a forklift or a patient's bedside or register.
And Echo 360 is trying to reach those people right where they're at.
They are.
But here is the rub, and I think this is where the conversation pivots to our second player. Even if Echo 360 gives you the perfect mobile app to reach a nurse on her break,
someone still has to make the content she watches.
Exactly.
Precisely. Echo 360 is the distribution network. It's the cable company. But a cable company with no shows is useless. Currently, filling that platform requires what we call an editorial team.
A human. A human has to watch the lecture, write the quiz, edit the video.
Write the summary. And that is the bottleneck. You can't clone your instructional designers. You can't clone your subject matter experts.
You can't. And that is where we introduce the engine, Auto Content API.
Okay, so let's clarify what this is, because when people hear AI content, they usually think of ChatGPT.
Right. I type a prompt, I get a paragraph, or they think of those weird AI-generated images.
This is fundamentally different. Auto Content API positions itself as infrastructure. It's headless.
Meaning there's no user interface. You don't log in and chat with it.
Exactly. It's designed to run in the background, code to code. It's not a chatbot where you sit and tweet things. It's an industrial pipeline.
A pipeline, I like that.
You feed it raw data, a URL, a PDF, a YouTube video, a raw text file, and it runs a series of programmed jobs to transform that data into other formats.
They pitch themselves as the Notebook LM API alternative for enterprise. Now, I use Notebook LM to summarize my own messy notes. It's great. I love it.
Notebook LM is fantastic, but it's a consumer tool. You drag and drop files manually. It's one-off. It isn't scalable for a university with 5,000 courses or a company with 20,000 employees.
You can't hire an intern to drag and drop files all day.
Right. AutoContent API is programmable. It automates the decoupling of ideation from production.
Okay, that phrase jumped out at me from the nose. Decoupling ideation from production. Break that down for us.
Okay, think about the old world. If you wanted a podcast, a video, and a quiz, those were three separate creative apps.
Three projects.
You had to have an idea for the podcast, record it, have an idea for the quiz, write it, have an idea for the video, shoot it.
Right. It's linear and it's labor intensive.
In the API world, you have one core asset, say a text file of a compliance policy or a video recording of a town hall. That's your ideation.
That's the one idea.
You feed it into the engine and the production, the making of the podcast, the quiz, the video, the summary, that happens automatically.
It's like alchemy. You put a PDF in and you get a multimedia suite out.
And the economics of this are what make it so relevant for an Echo 360 deployment.
Mm-hmm.
Because universities and HR departments are not exactly flush with cash right now.
No. I was looking at the pricing comparison in the brief. It's jarring.
It completely changes the math of training. A manually produced high-quality podcast episode, if you hire professionals, script it, edit it, mix it, you are looking at $150 to $1,500 an episode. Easy.
And that takes days.
And the API.
Us.
Measured in cents. We are talking about maybe 10 to 20 credits for a full production. It is effectively a rounding error compared to human labor costs.
Which means suddenly you can afford to have high quality content for everything.
Yeah.
Not just for the flagship hero courses or the onboarding video that everyone watches.
Exactly. You can do it for the niche safety update that only 10 people need to see. You solve the long tail of content.
And that leads us directly into how this transforms the actual user experience.
Let's look at higher ed first.
Okay, let's run a scenario. Walk me through the life of a piece of content. I'm a professor. I just gave a one-hour lecture on macroeconomics. I'm tired. I go home. The lecture is recorded on Echo 360.
Right.
In the old world, that video just sits there. It's a tombstone.
Right. Maybe a panicked student watches it at 2x speed the night before the final. It's passive. It's just storage.
But now,
imagine integration. That video is automatically ingested by AutoContent API via a webhook.
And what does the engine do with it?
It hits the study guide transformation. The API listens to the lecture, analyzes the transcript, and generates a briefing document,
mm-hmm.
a structured summary with key points and definitions.
Useful, but that's just text. We've had summaries for a while.
True. So then it hits the quiz generation endpoint. It extracts the key learning objectives, not just key words, but actual concepts, and writes 10 multiple choice questions with distractors and explanations for why the wrong answers are wrong.
And because Echo 360 has assessment tools.
Those questions can be piped directly back into the Echo 360 ecosystem. So instantly, the student has a self-assessment tool. The professor didn't lift a finger.
They didn't have to spend their Sunday night writing trick questions.
Not at all.
That's a massive time saver. But the feature that I think actually changes the learning behavior, the one that really stuck with me, is the audio overview.
The podcast generation. This is huge.
We talk about the audio revolution. I mean, people are listening to us right now, probably while doing something else.
That's the point. Students are busy. Many are working part-time jobs. They're commuting. The API can take that dense lecture or a complex academic paper and turn it into a bingeable two-person podcast conversation.
It simulates two hosts discussing the topic, just like we are doing now.
Exactly.
There is a quote in the Echo 360 source material from Professor Paramount Chaudhry at University College London. She talked about inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "We need to make learning inclusive for students with medical issues or caring responsibilities."
That is such a crucial point. We often think of convenience as a luxury. But if you are a student who cares for a sick parent, or you have a medical condition that makes sitting at a desk painful,
right.
Being able to listen to your coursework while you cook dinner or lie down isn't a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
It's accessibility. It's the difference between dropping out and staying in.
So the API takes the syllabus, turns it into audio, and suddenly the university is meeting the student on their terms.
It's meeting them on the bus. It's meeting them in the waiting room. It creates multiple modalities from a single source. Visual, text, audio, interactive. It casts a wider net for different learning styles.
Now let's shift gears to the corporate side, because Echo 360 is big on the frontline worker.
Use case B. Retail, hospitality, healthcare, manufacturing.
The people who don't have desks, I've always found deskless worker training to be the hardest nut to crack.
Oh, it is.
You can't hand a forklift driver a 50-page PDF on a phone screen.
No, they won't read it. It's physically uncomfortable and mentally taxing when you're on a job site. And honestly, it's a safety hazard.
So how does the audio solution apply here?
Same principle, different content. You take the technical annual, the new safety protocol, or the weekly compliance update, you run it through the API to create an internal podcast.
The weekly safety roundup.
Exactly. Employees are far more likely to listen to a 10-minute summary while they're restocking shelves or driving to a site than they are to read a memo.
Makes sense.
But there is another layer here that is really interesting for corporate. Voice cloning.
This is the part that feels a bit sci-fi.
It is becoming standard practice. The API allows for voice cloning. So imagine the CEO. Everyone wants to hear from the leader. It builds culture. It aligns the troops.
But the CEO does not have time to record a daily update.
Not at all. So the CEO records a few minutes of audio once to train the model.
Just once.
Then the communications team can type up the daily update or feed in the latest sales data, and the API generates the audio in the CEO's voice.
I can see the efficiency, but yeah. Does it work? Does it feel real?
It's getting incredibly good. Look at the quote from Tobias Washington in the Echo 360 material. He's a system director for digital employee experience. He said they need to access learning easily to deliver our very best to our patients.
Right.
If the nurse or the doctor can get critical info from leadership in a format that fits their workflow, audio patient care improves. If the voice clone makes them feel more connected to the mission than a text email would, then the utility outweighs the strangeness.
It creates alignment without the logistical nightmare of scheduling a town hall meeting every morning.
Exactly. It keeps everyone on the same page, literally and figuratively.
Now, we also have to talk about video, because Echo 360 emphasizes mobile-optimized in the flow of learning. Mm. And let's be honest, the native language of the modern workforce isn't a PDF, and it isn't even a 45-minute lecture.
It is vertical video. Short form is TikTok.
It is, and Auto Content API has a specific endpoint for this.
Video create shorts. It can take a script or a summary and generate a 60-second vertical video. It can use avatars so that it handles the subtitles automatically.
So you could have a safety tip of the day popping up on the employee's phone, looking exactly like a reel or a short.
Precisely. It fits into the micro-learning strategy that Echo 360 advocates. Mm-hmm. You aren't asking for an hour, you're asking for 60 seconds. But you're doing it at scale.
You can generate hundreds of these assets in the time it takes a human to edit one.
For sure.
Speaking of scale, Echo 360 is a global company. They serve North America, EMEA, APAC. That brings up the language barrier.
This is where the industrial nature of the API really shines. Translation.
Usually localization is a nightmare. I've managed projects like that. You have to hire translators, voice actors, re-edit the video, check the sync. It takes months.
And costs a fortune. It's slow and expensive. Mm-hmm. But Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
So an American company uploads a training video to Echo 360 in English.
And the API ingests it, transcribes it, translates it, and resynthesizes the audio or video into Spanish, Japanese, German instantly.
That creates what the source calls instant globalization.
You are multiplying your reach without hiring local teams. Mm. And crucially for compliance, it ensures consistency. The message is exactly the same in Tokyo as it is in New York, just in a different language.
You don't have the telephone game problem of local interpretations.
Not at all.
There is another feature I want to touch on before we get into the technical how-to.
Yeah.
You mentioned deep research earlier and something called newsjacking.
Yes. This is my favorite part because it solves the problem of stale content.
Explain that.
Usually a course is static. You make it and it sits there for 2 years. But the world changes. Auto Content API has deep research and social listening capabilities. It can tap into ex-formerly Twitter and Reddit.
So it knows what people are talking about right now.
Correct. So let's say you have a finance training course on Echo 360. You could set up a workflow where the API monitors the Federal Reserves.
Okay.
As soon as the Fed announces an interest rate decision, the API detects it reads the report, and automatically generates a daily update, podcast, or video explaining how this specific decision impacts the concepts in the course.
Wow. So the content is newsjacking the real-world event to make the learning relevant.
Exactly. It keeps the Echo 360 library from becoming a museum of outdated information. It makes it a living, breathing feed. It turns courseware into streamware.
That is incredibly cool. But I can hear some of our listeners panicking right now. They're thinking, I am a learning and development manager, not a software engineer. I don't know how to code an API.
I don't know what a webhook is.
Right.
And that is a valid concern. But the landscape has changed there too. This is a no-code or low-code compatible solution.
Meaning?
Meaning you don't need a massive engineering team. Auto Content API integrates with platforms like Make.com and Zapier.
Ah, the glue of the internet.
Exactly. You use a visual builder, so the workflow looks like this. You set up a trigger. You say, when a new video lands in this specific folder in Echo 360.
That's the trigger.
Make.com sees that, grabs the file link, and sends it to Auto Content API. The API processes it, makes the quiz, makes the podcast. Then Make.com takes those new files and uploads them back into Echo 360 or your LMS.
So once you set it up, it just happens.
It's headless operation. It runs in the background.
Yeah.
You just drop a file in a folder, and 10 minutes later, you have a podcast and a quiz. It's set and forget.
And what about the cost scaling? We mentioned it's cheap, but how does the billing work for a university that has quiet summers and crazy finals weeks?
It uses a credit model. Mm-hmm. They have amateur plans, business plans. The key is flexibility.
Right.
Schools have finals weeks. Mm-hmm. Retail has the holiday rush. You can scale up your credits for Q4 when you have a massive training push, mm-hmm. and then scale down in January. You aren't paying for idle staff.
That makes a lot of sense. It turns it into OPEX, operational expenditure, rather than a fixed headcount cost.
It allows organizations to be agile in a way that fixed headcount just doesn't. You can experiment.
Yeah.
You can say, hey, let's try making podcasts for this one course. And if it doesn't work, you just stop. You didn't hire anyone to do it.
So let's bring this all together. We started with the problem of content saturation, and we have seen how these two pieces fit. Echo 360 provides the platform, the equity, engagement, evidence, pedagogy. It's the house.
And Auto Content API provides the engine. It fills that house with diverse, accessible, high-quality assets at scale.
It feels like we are at a turning point.
I think the aha moment here is that we are moving from a world where content creation is a craft, something you agonize over, to a world where it is a utility.
Like electricity.
Yes. When content creation is a utility, educators and trainers can stop worrying about making files. They don't have to be video editors or audio engineers.
But they can focus on what they're actually good at. Yeah. Strategy, mentoring, teaching.
Exactly. The human element moves up the value chain.
Mm-hmm.
The machine handles the formatting and the distribution versions.
It's liberating in a way. It removes the drudgery.
It solves the bottleneck. It lets the platform do what the platform was meant to do.
Right.
Deliver knowledge, not just store videos.
I want to leave the listeners with a thought here. We talked about turning a lecture into a quiz or a podcast. That's still somewhat one to many.
Mm.
But if the API costs cents to run and it can generate anything, are we moving toward a future where every single student or employee gets a completely unique curriculum?
That is the logical conclusion, the segment of one.
Like if I'm a visual learner, the API generates videos for me. If I'm a commuter, it generates podcasts. If I need constant testing, it generates quizzes. All from the same source material.
But tailored to me.
A fully personalized AI-generated curriculum tailored specifically to your learning style, generated on the fly.
No two students take the exact same course.
Yeah.
That is the holy grail of education. And for the first time, the infrastructure might actually be there to do it.
That is a future that Echo 360 and Auto Content API seem to be building toward. It's not just efficient, it's hyper-personal. And honestly, it sounds pretty amazing.
It certainly does.
That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you in the next one.